This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy yesterday called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he appreciates the priority accorded by his UK counterpart Keir Starmer to broaden and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. He said India remains committed to elevating the bilateral ties. He welcomed the bilateral technology security initiative and the desire to conclude a mutually beneficial free trade agreement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India-UK bilateral relationship is very important and has enormous possibilities. In his meeting with the UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that both countries have a big global presence in different ways. He said it is important that India and the UK work together on global issues and in global platforms. Government has clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. On UGC NET examination, he informed that the examination held in June this year was cancelled and now it has been decided that it will be conducted between 21st August and 4th September 2024 in computer-based test mode. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi has said that the gender budget allocation towards welfare and empowerment of women in 2024-25 is 3.3 lakh crore rupees. Interacting with media in New Delhi, the minister said that the allocation is 37.3% higher than the financial year 2023-24. She said that this reflects the government's resolve towards women empowerment. She added that in line with the resolve taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to build a developed India, the government is moving from women's development to women-led development. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasad has said that the government is aware of the need to create guardrails to ensure that artificial intelligence, AI, is safe and trusted. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Mr. Prasad said that the central government has notified the information technology rules in 2021, which were subsequently amended in 2022 and 2023. The minister added that the IT rules 2021 cast specific legal obligations on intermediaries, including social media intermediaries and platforms, to ensure their accountability towards safe and trusted internet, including removal of the prohibited misinformation and deepfakes. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that the central government has allocated a budget of 15,940 crore rupees for Maharashtra for the financial year 2024-25, marking a 13.5% increase compared to the budget under the previous NDA government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Abhinav Bindra, who has been awarded the Olympic Order. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It makes every Indian proud." The Prime Minister added that be it as an athlete or a mentor to upcoming sportspersons, he has made noteworthy contributions to sports and the Olympic movement. Meanwhile, in the Paris Olympics 2024, India's journey will begin today, a day before the opening ceremony. Archers Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhagat, Bhajan Kaur and Bhi Dheeraj, along with Tarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav, will compete in the individual ranking. The remaining stages will be held from July 28 to August 4. The women's ranking round will commence at 1 p.m, followed by the men's ranking round at 5:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time at the Esplanade des Invalides. In Women Asia Cup cricket, the host Sri Lanka registered a thumping 10-wicket victory over Thailand in their final group fixture in Dambulla yesterday. Opting to bat first, Thailand was restricted by Sri Lanka's bowlers to a total below 100. Lankan openers knocked off the target with 51 balls to spare. Sri Lanka will now meet Pakistan in the second semi-final tomorrow, with the first semi-final set between India and Bangladesh earlier on the same day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.